Virgin Live.
Virgin Radio HQ. Dubai Media City.
Chris Fade on Virgin Dubai.
This is
The Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Yes, just two more shows of us, and then Chris is back on Monday. Looking forward to us being back together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hearing all about LA and his time with the stars. How are you, pretty?
I'm doing okay, yeah, getting through the week.
Good.
Still training hard, just looking forward to New York City.
Yeah, how long until you go?
I leave next Friday night.
Next Friday night. How long's the flight then?
About 12 to 14 hours, depending on tail, headwind, all that stuff.
Good stuff.
Oh, man.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm like, you know, getting plans. It's stressful and exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm messaging all my friends and like I'm trying to slot everything in, but I'm only there for about 11 days. So I'm trying my best to like see everyone, do everything, still have some chill time, family time. It's hard.
So you're taking the Eid week off, are you?
And the week before.
All right, yeah. Okay, cool. So that's good. So you're only going to use 5 days holiday or 6 days?
Depends, right? They haven't said yet.
For the 8th of April?
Yeah, that Monday, they haven't really said. Because they're saying Eid will probably be from the Tuesday onwards, right?
Yeah, you just book it off, right? And then it'll
We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good stuff. Yep, I'm off to the UK on the 5th of April, so I'm looking forward to that. Gonna go and see the family.
It's nice, no?
It is good. It is good, yeah. We've got a great show lined up this morning. I think I can speak more Arabic than I let on. You know, I know more. I can understand it.
How did you discover this? I'm sure we're gonna find out.
Yeah, I was in the RTR yesterday and I thought, I can understand what you're saying. So I wanna put it to the test.
He's a cultured man, our big Rossi.
A Gulluk. I am.
Okay.
That means listen.
I can't wait for this.
This is going to be...
I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, I'd just like to apologize now in
advance. It's too late. You've gone too far into this. So we're going to be testing Rossi's Arabic, a sentence I never thought in my 16 years here at Virgin Radio I would be saying, but we will be doing that.
8:10.
Later this hour, we have your chance to win with Expo City. But the music continues, right?
It does indeed. And what a lovely way to start us off. Just ease us in to a Thursday morning with a bit of Stephen Sanchez. Let's kick it off with Until I Found You on the Chris Fade Show this morning. It is...
Georgia.
Virgin Radio 104.4, Stephen Sanchez, Until I Found You, dedicating that one to all of the mothers of the UAE.
Oh yeah, it's Mother's Day, right?
In the UAE, yeah. I've already done our Mother's Day for us, though, in the UK, so...
This is where everyone's on a different level, okay? Where is it Mother's Day today?
I think it's Mother's Day here, and...
No, but I think it's in a lot of countries in the Middle East.
Eritrea.
Eritrea? Oh, really?
Possibly.
What do you mean, do you know or no?
Just guessing. Just having a guess about...
Wait, hold on. Keep talking about Mother's Day, I'll tell you.
Mother's Day is a day that we celebrate all of the mothers across the world. And there's not enough days in a year to celebrate the work that mothers do.
Keep going.
Mothers are fantastic. Not only do they carry the baby around for 9 months, 38 weeks to be precise, they then... look after their children with that motherly instinct for the rest of their lives.
Keep going.
Never really sleeping again after you have a baby.
Keep going.
Always worrying. But they do such a great job. And
I can't find it.
Their arms are always... Go to Wikipedia.
I'm trying. It's not there.
So if you are a mother who is listening to this, quickly, we just want to say from Virgin Radio 104.4 that you are... fantastic. And have you got it yet?
No, it's
and not you're it. Amazing, and we love you so much. And please, if you're a child listening to this, don't forget to say Happy Mother's Day to your mother.
Okay, that's great. That's enough. Oh, I found it. Oh,
thank goodness. I was running out of things to say there.
Okay, so Bahrain, Comoros, Djibouti, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Syria, UAE, Yemen, Palestine, so many places, Somalia.
Big there question is, though.
Libya? What?
Eritrea, is it in there?
No.
No, I was wrong.
You were wrong, I'm sorry.
Sorry to all the people from Eritrea, listen. I've met a few people from Eritrea, actually. I'd like to go one day. So happy Mother's Day if you are celebrating it. And don't forget to get your mum some flowers. You know, tell her about, do a quick instant delivery.
But surely you would have planned that already.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Here's one dedicated to all of the mothers that are going to love all of their kids for all their lives. This is Lil Durk and J. Cole on Virgin Radio at 7:10.
Durk, you told me you've been on some positive. Yeah. Lately, I just want to show up and body.
Yeah, Virgin Radio 104.4, Lil Durk and J. Cole on the Chris Fade Show this morning. I have not, I'm guilty as charged, but I have not been basically following Chris Fade's Instagram.
That's a lie.
Honestly, I haven't.
You are the biggest FOMO machine there is. Of course you've been
watching. I've really stopped going on there.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really go on much on looking at stuff.
You love a good stalk.
No, not really.
Rossi, we all know.
I haven't even watched yours. Check your insights, you'll see.
I don't know.
But how's he doing in LA?
He's doing well. Yeah, they went to the Santa Monica Pier the other day. The exhibition went well.
I saw the Santa Monica Pier, yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice.
He's gonna be coming back this weekend. So back on air on Monday.
Back. I think he's eaten all of the food in LA.
Yeah. But that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
When you're on vacation, you shouldn't be thinking about anything except enjoying whatever you're doing.
I know. I always say to myself, I'm sure you do as well, like, when you go back, right, I'm going to take my running shoes. The weather's great.
Every time.
I'm going to go running around, you know, the train line in New York or whatever it's called. You know, the one that's turned into a park.
High Line.
High Line, yeah. I'm going to go running around there, you know, but you never do. So
I know, but I'm doing it again this time. I have never learned. I will take my gym shoes and outfits and everything.
With the intention.
The intention, but does not happen.
You need to relax, though, as well, I suppose. You know, you need to just chill, don't you?
Because yeah.
We have such a hectic lifestyle, waking up really early, that, you know, it's good to have a break.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, but what's this text message? Sorry to change the subject here. Yeah. Who's William?
How do you not remember? Why do you not remember these
things? Is that
things?
The guy about the snatch poster?
No, he wanted to sing with you.
Oh, William, Rue's son, William.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants
so
to sing.
So he wants to know. Well, William, you didn't send us a demo. We asked for a demo.
Yeah.
Should we see if he'll do a demo now quickly?
Well, you can WhatsApp us a demo if you
no,
want.
No, I want to hear it live.
You
want
to hear him live?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Can we get William on?
Well, Basma's on it already. Look at her. She's so good, Basma. Look at her. Doesn't she look radiant this morning and beautiful?
She didn't come and say hello this morning. I wonder why.
Talking about ghosting. Basma's ghosting me. I have no idea why.
Oh, I wonder why.
William's on.
Look, William.
Wow, Basma, you're really on fire this morning. William, hello.
Hi.
Hey, William. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So we spoke
You haven't got an Australian accent, by the way, like your dad. But anyway, we'll move on. How's things?
They're good.
So we spoke to William earlier on this week. And William, you called in saying that you want to step in for Chris Fade for Duvet Fridays. Now, usually we don't do a duvet performance when one of the members is not here. And you said you're a singer. And we told you we need an audition. So where's the audition? You did?
I sent it to him.
When?
How?
WhatsApp to you. It was a voice message.
Oh my gosh. Well, can you do a quick little thing now?
I don't know.
William, how are you going to do duvet if you can't do it?
I know you need to perform under pressure, William.
Come on.
So pressure.
Well, what did you do? What was the song that you sent us on WhatsApp? What was that one?
Take Me to Church by
Hozier. Ooh, great song. Very difficult song, I must say.
It's a good one, though, isn't it? So you can't give us a rendition of that now, then? Is this a complete waste of time, my friend?
I could. I
okay, go for it.
My love has got you. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. They should have worshipped her. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say. My church offers no absolutes.
Wow, that was great.
Now, Rossi is the one who has to decide if William, you're allowed to be with Duvet or not.
Well, there's a thing in the contract here that says Chris wrote it in just before he left. Unfortunately, it says that no one is allowed to perform with Duvet apart from him. He wrote it in there. I'm sorry, William.
Well, then it's not Duvet. It's not Duvet then.
We changed the name. I mean,
it's Vay Do.
Well, we could do, yeah, we could go undercover. But he did drop me for cancelled, so yeah, possibly we could do that.
We'll let Rossi make up his mind later today, William.
I'll keep your name on file. All right, yeah. Thanks so much.
Me too.
Bye. Let's move on.
Pretty Malick's gossip.
Give me the gossip, Pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
We've got some Selling Sunset drama to start it off, and it's not a good thing at all. It's not the type of tea that you're like, ooh, tell me more. Oh. This is
Nala's
this
here.
Is
you're
bad.
Gonna, you're gonna love this one, Nala.
No, that's what she won't. That's what I'm saying. Like, this
I won't
is,
like it. It's not good news.
It's not the juicy kind of tell me more. This is like, why is this happening? So Christine Quinn, who was on the show, unfortunately her husband has been arrested after a domestic incident. His name is Christian. He was seen leaving their home in a bathrobe and handcuffs. Christine and her two-year-old were then taken to a hospital via ambulance, and it looks like the medical attention was not for her. It was for their child.
Their baby.
I will not go into details of what happened to lead him in the hospital. I think it's a bit much. But anyways, it was to treat the child. TMZ is now saying that Christine has accepted an emergency protective order against Christian.
That's
which
good.
Is going to be there for 7 days. Now, he's in jail. The last I checked, he's still in jail with a $30,000 bail. I'm assuming he's going to pay that and get
he's
out.
Rich.
So, yeah, that's just really sad news. And it's terrible that, you know, their child was involved in the drama as well.
Well,
so.
I mean, I'm glad he's been arrested if he is guilty, allegedly, and all of that. But hopefully
everyone
can get away from him.
Yeah,
horrible.
Exactly. Terrible horrible. News. I'll switch gears now. I want to start off with bad news and we'll end with good news. So Travis Kelce is reportedly in talks to become a game show host now. So Chris Fade better watch out. I know Chris wants to be a game show host. So he's apparently speaking to Prime Video right now to do a reboot, to host a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
I don't think I
know. No. So I think it's far before your time. But John Cena was the last one to host it when it was on Nickelodeon.
Oh.
But this was a bunch of years ago.
Right.
So you basically get fifth graders in and you see if you're smarter than a fifth grader. So it's going to be interesting. This is very preliminary. Obviously, you know, Travis Kelce is still with the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. Having that whole career is going to be very difficult to do that. So maybe this is something that he's looking at after retirement.
Future,
we'll see. Maybe retirement is imminent.
Maybe.
And finally, Chris Hemsworth and Anya Taylor-Joy are starring in Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which is the next installment in the series. It hits theaters on May 24th. The latest promo clip of theirs has gone viral because they're presenting the new trailer of the movie in Spanish. And Chris Hemsworth tries his hand a little bit of Spanish. You know, his wife is from Spain.
This surprises me. Like, if my significant other knows a language, at least I'd be like a C in that language.
I think he is. I think he is. Have a listen.
Hola, soy Chris Hemsworth y estoy aquí con Furiosa and persona Anya Taylor-Joy. Anya Taylor-Joy?
Yeah. I got this one there, then.
Sure.
Hola, soy Anya Taylor-Joy. Chris y yo les queremos presentar el nuevo trailer de Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, nuestra nueva película, que será épica.
Épica.
Y está llena de acción.
Acción. Acción.
Solo en cines el 24 de mayo. Échenle un vistazo.
Too. It's exactly what I was going to say.
I love him.
Her voice is lovely as well.
Anya Taylor-Joy. She's the one to look out for, I think. She's going to be big as the years go on.
Really?
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Going to do some Googling why I play your favorite song right now. Before that, though, hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Found this on Instagram. I did a lot of Instagram.
Gosh, you've really... For someone who says they weren't on Instagram, you've been on Instagram a lot.
Yeah, I was just watching Reels last night, and I found a great thing. If you ever lose your car at, like, Dubai Mall or any other mall, for that instance, just say to your phone, if you have an iPhone, just go, "Hey, Siri, I parked my car." And then it comes up with, okay, I'll remember that you parked here.
Oh, and it keeps it for you.
Oh.
Look, I can't believe that I'm telling a Gen Z this. Look at this.
I did not know this information. That's actually useful.
And then it gets even better. You go, hey, Siri, take me to my car.
You keep turning my Siri on. Really?
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Take me to my car.
Getting directions to your parked car.
That's cool.
Come on. If you're in Dubai Mall walking around, that is unbelievable.
Okay. Mm. I used to do that, but I pin it. So I send the location to my friend.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Oh, so similar.
In Dubai Mall, they've got those tickets as well that you can grab, right?
Yeah.
But I just thought that was a good little thing to do. Like, nice. If you're looking to find your car, or say you went to a massive concert and you parked your car.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. It'll help you. There
this
you go.
This is the first time I learned something from Rossi. That's useful.
How rude.
That's not rude. That's
a compliment.
It's a compliment.
I told you that elephants can't jump. Told you that.
It's not useful for her life.
How is it useful for me?
Just say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Backhanded compliments all over the place here.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
Right, going to throw you under the bus right now, Nala. Do the traffic for us.
Row, 20-minute delay.
Yeah.
Coming out of Sharjah.
Yes, that's correct. 311 and E11 have a 20-minute delay. Anything else you see,
just
Noah?
A guess.
Hustle Street, maybe there's a bit.
No, it's fine.
Okay, then that's it.
Okay, great.
No, come on, you give us the real one.
That's literally
that
a 20-minute delay out of Sharjah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
I'm a star.
Where's everyone gone?
Time to play the game show within the show.
Yes! Thank you. My name is Big Rossi, and this is the Big Game Show. Maybe I can take this on the road. around the places of Dubai. Okay, it is Mother's Day across the UAE and other countries around the world, so I have got a Mother's Day game for you.
Ready!
I'm going to play you some songs. You have to tell me the name of the famous mother.
So they're singers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, so just tell us.
Is it title an artist or just the artist?
Let's go title and artist.
Aw, man.
Just to make it a bit harder, because I think if it was just, artist, you'd get five
okay,
out of five.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay,
now, I know you two are very competitive against each other.
Yes, very.
Very, very. Yeah,
you're going down, Nala.
Yeah.
Oh, such smack talk here. Girls supporting girls. That's what we like. All right, here we go. Song number one. Are you ready?
Oh.
Now, Nala, you got to get the name of the song, okay?
Oh, it was
has to be correct. Okay, it's got to be correct.
Okay, got it.
Right, put your papers up. Let me see what you've got here.
Shakira, whenever.
Shakira, wherever, whenever.
Right, what are you saying?
Wherever, whenever. But
wherever,
I can't say them.
Whenever.
Then.
Yeah.
Whenever. What are you saying?
Whenever, wherever.
I'm at your feet.
Whenever. There we go.
Yeah, whenever.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Whenever, wherever is the answer.
Wherever, we're meant to be together. I'll be there and you'll be near.
She's a famous...
My sister danced to the song.
Really?
In her talent show.
Aww. She's a keen mountaineer, actually, Shakira. She likes mountain climbing. Okay, let's move on to the next one here. Tell us the famous mother, please. Title and artist... That was a hard one.
I have no idea what that is.
We've got to put a hard one in there, though. I'll give you it again.
Do we know this person?
Yeah, bit of an archenemy of Britney Spears back in the day.
Christina Aguilera?
Could be. But what's the title of
the song?
Any idea? One more play.
No idea. No idea.
No, Christina. That's not the answer. No idea.
Christina
Aguilera, this house.
Just making it up now. Christina Aguilera, Your Body.
What song is this?
It's Love Your Body. I don't know how I know this song.
I don't know how I know this song.
Nala was four when this song came out.
Woo!
Okay. No one got a point for that one.
Yeah, that was hard.
It's still 1-1. Okay, Here we go. Easy.
This is my song.
So easy.
Every time it comes up, all my friends look at me. So
really?
Yes.
You're still young.
Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Single Ladies, and in brackets, put a ring on it.
Where's the wedding? Left.
That's our culture. Step one. Learn that.
Yeah. And then envision it on your hand, and you never know. This year could be the year.
No, not this year. Too soon.
All right, here we go. Number four.
Oh. Got it.
Correct title of the song, please. It's still 2-2.
Katy Perry, Hot and Cold.
Hot and Cold. Because
you're hot and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up and you're down. You're wrong when
her daughter called Daisy.
That's right.
I remember that from your gossip, Pretty. You'd be glad to know. All right, final song. I need the title correct.
Okay.
Here we go.
Are we tied?
Yeah.
The movie buff Nala in there with the answer straight away.
Adele, Skyfall.
Is correct.
Yes!
Cheerless.
I would pay good money to watch her.
Get yourself to Las Vegas then, because that's where she is.
Together, let the sky fall.
Beautiful. So it's a tie.
It's a tie. We're happy with that.
Yeah. Are you happy with a tie?
Yeah, we're happy with that.
But it's boring though. Then do a tiebreaker.
You don't have one, do you?
No.
Yeah, just so then we're happy with the tie.
Think of something from the top of your head.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, tell me.
I'll have to sing it because...
Okay, go.
Okay. One second. Let me just get some audio.
We also have a vast library of songs that you can very much search now.
Okay, wait.
Instead of singing it.
Wait. This is funny.
It is a funny story. It's another funny story.
This is it. Okay, here's the audio. I'm going to have to recreate it.
Why do you have to recreate it?
Because the audio is not in the system.
Okay.
It's only you doing it. All right, here we go.
What?
Who is that famous mother?
No idea.
Yoko Ono.
Seriously, we work on Virgin Radio and you went with Yoko Ono.
That's one of her songs. Research it.
I don't even know who that person is, but congratulations, Pretty. Her and I are in time.
High five.
You drew. I was in the RTA yesterday and I surprised myself with my Arabic knowledge, actually.
So you now believe you fully understand Arabic?
Yeah. I mean, like, no. I just.
That's what you said.
That's what you said. Don't take it back.
No, I didn't. I just said. I can understand it.
No, you said you fully understand.
I didn't use
Arabic.
The word fully.
You did.
Rossi, that's what you were implying. Don't back out now.
All right. Okay. I'm just going to put it to the test because I feel like I know more than I tell myself. You know what I mean?
So let's just get the facts right. How many languages do you speak?
Me?
Yeah.
One.
Right.
I speak a bit of Greek as well.
You can't do a full conversation. How many languages can you have a full conversation in?
What's a full conversation?
What do you think a full conversation is?
Like how long? Like I could say to someone in Greece, where are you going?
No, can you continuously have a conversation?
I'm going home. I could do that.
That's a sentence.
Yeah.
Conversation.
None.
Okay.
There we go.
One, you can do English.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have been living in this country since 2008. And now you believe that you fully understand Arabic. So let's put it to the test. Nala is here, who is a fluent Arabic speaker from Syria.
Yes. Represent in Syria.
You want her to have a conversation with someone else and then you're going to decipher what they're saying?
Yeah.
Don't use English words.
No, I won't.
No, Arabic. Like just to talk like you normally.
Yeah, relax. Calm down.
If you use the English words, that will help.
No, don't help him. Now I really want to put this to the test.
Just a preference, my accent, I speak in a Syrian Halabi dialect.
But you can sort of understand if it's a little bit different.
No, I can understand everything. I just want to clarify.
I'm not too sure if I know Syrian Jollibee. I don't know if I can.
Halabi, sorry.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's go with Kareem first. Hi, Kareem.
Sabah al-khair.
Good morning, he said to me.
If you don't know this word.
Say that again.
Ramadan Kareem Rossi El Kabir.
Oh, thank you. Ramadan Kareem to you as well. And have a great year.
Futur.
Do you want me to continue having this conversation?
Yeah, talk to him. Let me listen.
Ehki ma'i ana, ana nala, marhaba, Kareem.
Stop. My name is Nala. Hello, Kareem.
No, I said let's have a conversation, you and I, Kareem. Okay. كريم خلينا نحن نخلص الحديث وهو رح يحاول يفهم نحن ايش عم نحكي. اوكي
حاضر.
طيب انت احكي لي ايش عملت بالافطار امبارح.
انا امبارح رحت على كاتش 22.
اوكي ستوب
شوربة.
شوربة.
ستوب. What are you doing for your iftar tonight? He's going to go to catch 22.
No. I said what did you do yesterday and he said he wants to catch 22.
Okay, that's not bad, that's not bad. I'll give it to you, Rossi.
Honestly, if iftar and catch 22's in it.
Okay, let's keep going, keep going, keep going.
Okay, let's do something. Okay, continue.
Do something different.
Different. Okay, okay. احكي لي بعدين ايش اكلت؟
من بعدها كان في بوزة كتير واجت بمغسلة. كان كتير presentation حلو. اجت جوات مغسلة وفي طاقة شوكولا. من بعدها رحت على البيت وعطاير وهيك.
حلو والله.
Okay, what did they say?
Actia, yes.
What did they say? What did Nala ask and what was the response from
Kareem? I'm just going to have a guess. I've got to do a presentation today or something. Is that what it is?
No,
I don't. Because I heard the word presentation.
No.
What's Actia? I heard Actia four times. What's that? Lactia?
Actia.
Lactia. What is it?
I don't even know what you're saying. There's no lactia in the whole conversation.
He said Actia. What's that? I've heard that word before.
Actir. Actir, you said.
Actir.
What's that mean?
Actir?
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. A lot. What did you guys say to each other?
I told him, what did you have? So he, then he started explaining to me what he had. And the presentation of the dessert was really good.
One last chance here, Rossi, to
Kareem,
see.
Thank you for your call, mate. I think what it is I don't understand Syrian halabi. So let me try.
He's
some.
He's Lebanese.
But I'm Lebanese.
Exactly. He doesn't understand Arabic. Full stop.
All right, let me try someone else.
Full stop.
I'm going to try someone with more of an Anglo name here. Natalie, hi.
Yes, hi Rossi, good morning.
Hi, how are you? Okay.
Where are you from, Natalie?
I was the Egyptian Arabic.
Egyptian Arabic.
Ahsan wa ahsan.
Okay, I'll give you some Egyptian right now.
Okay, go.
Hey, Bashir.
No, Basha.
Basha, Basha. That means sir. That means sir. It's like, hey, Basha, Basha. All right. Yeah, all right. That's it.
I think we're just going to have to call it here and just say that you don't know Arabic.
No, just have a quick conversation because you never know. I might be good in Egyptian here. Let's
okay.
go.
Okay. Natalie, احكي لي عنك. ايش بتعملي؟ وين كنتي عايشة؟ احكي لي كل شيء.
طيب. أنا من مصر وعايشة في الإمارات من 2015. وكنت بس النهاردة من خلال Virgin Radio إن أنا أحكي كل الأمهات. لأنه النهاردة يوم خاص بالأم فبأهني أمي وكل أم
Oh, that's nice. She's been living in the Emirates for a long time and she's always listened to Virgin Radio.
No.
I heard Emirat. What's that?
She's saying she wants to say Happy Mother's Day.
So can we just call it here, guys?
She said she's lived in the Emirates for 10 years. And
she said she told me a bit about herself. She lived here since 2015. And then she just wanted to say, since I'm on Virgin Radio, I want to say to all the people in the Emirates, to her mom and everything, Happy Mother's Day.
So, Rossi,
it was either that or she works at a petrol station at Emirates. I don't know. But anyway, listen, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll never say that I can speak Arabic.
Bye,
again.
Natalie.
Bye, Natalie. Thanks for being on the show. It's Virgin Radio.
Yeah. How many languages do you speak?
Not even one, I think. Marhaba, as they say. Marhaba, Big Rossi here, Pretty Malik and Nala. Rocky's on the line. Rocky, what's up?
Rossi, how are you doing, man? I just want to sympathize with you this morning for trying that Arabic. You know, I'm from South Africa, and I know how hard it is to try and learn a language.
Yeah.
But I've got a thing to help you a little bit, you know.
Oh.
So it's a Chris Fade show, and we always hear about Chris, and I remember him beating you in the race and all of that. But he's not here, right? So I don't think we should call it the Chris Fade show because we've all seen your looks on Instagram. So I think we should call it the Pretty Rossi show when he's not here.
I love it. The Pretty Rossi show. That's got a ring to it. Love that, Rocky. Have a great May, my brew. Have a great day. Lekker.
Cheers guys. Lekker. Pretty Malik and
Chrissy Malick's Gossip with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
So Selena Gomez is reportedly shopping around rare beauty to sell to some investors. The company's just been valued at $2 billion, so it's the perfect time to be selling. Apparently, the company has brought on bankers to weigh potential offers for rare beauty. If she sells that, that is a good chunk of cash.
Yeah.
But, she won't.
No, so it's kind of what Rihanna did with Fenty Beauty.
Or what Dr. Dre did with Beats.
Like, you hand over, a percentage, a good chunk of it.
Okay.
And then you remain as CEO or manager. You're not no longer the full control.
It's sort of what you're going to do with your TikTok account, you know?
One day, you'll sell it for $2
billion. Because of all the views on it and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk, what's her name? Megan Fox. Wow, I couldn't remember that. Megan Fox.
How can you forget her?
I know. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, their relationship status has been a big question mark because they were together, they were engaged, but then they weren't engaged and we're not sure what's going on. She recently did a podcast where she finally clarified.
You got engaged, then I think it was called off, then we don't know what's going on with you. How would you describe your relationship with MGK?
I think what I've learned from being in this relationship is that it's not for public consumption. As of now, I don't have a comment on the status of the relationship per se. What I can say is that is what I refer to as being my twin soul. And there will always be a tether to him no matter what. I can't say for sure what the capacity will be, but I will always be connected to him somehow. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I'm not willing to explain, but all those things you said were accurate, things that have occurred.
Maybe Machine Gun Kelly got annoyed with her voice because she talks
terrible. You're so horrible.
That's terrible.
But she's back on the market then, maybe? I don't know.
We don't know. That's the thing. So the engagement was definitely called off.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that we have learned from this. It's a very interesting podcast. She also lists all the plastic surgeries she's done.
Oh, really? Was she honest about that?
Yeah, if you want to go and listen to that. Maybe I'll get you the audio later on for that.
Well done.
This is so exciting. We are such big fans of Eminem.
Yes.
And Dr. Dre just made the biggest announcement ever about what's to come from Eminem. He was on Jimmy Kimmel's show. Have a listen.
This is, Dr. Dre. Okay, here we go.
Eminem is working on his own album, which is coming out this year. And he is. And I actually talked to him, and he said it was okay for me to make that announcement right here on this show.
Ah. Oh, wow.
I've got songs on it, and it's fire.
Nice.
Eminem, Dr. Dre,
finally
back together, dropping an album this year. It's going to be so good. I'm excited for it.
It's got to be Forgot About Dre, because that was a tune.
I hope so. Fingers crossed. And that is all.
There we go. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Happy Mother's Day across the UAE and other countries around the area, around the region.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day if you are celebrating. Don't forget to get your mum something for Mother's Day today. So I want to do a little test. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some animals, some animals that are mothers.
Famous animals.
You have to tell me the name of the baby. So for instance... a cat would be a what?
A kitten.
Kitten.
A dog would be a...
Puppy.
Well done. You've got the hang of it. Okay. Are you ready to play?
We're going to fail.
As always, you're so competitive, aren't you? Here we go.
Yeah, going down.
All right. Let's go for it. Okay.
Going down.
A whale.
Calf.
Calf is correct, pretty. Malick, well done.
Oh, sorry. Are we supposed to be screaming something? Okay.
Just go with it.
A dolphin.
Baby dolphin.
Baby dolphin is incorrect.
What is it?
Do you know the answer?
A calf.
Calf. Pretty Malick is in there again. She knows her animals.
I totally
guessed. Was that a guess?
Yeah.
Okay. A lion.
That was a good one.
Nala, you're named after the Lion
Cub.
King. Cub is correct.
I even know the Arabic one to this.
What is it?
Shibil.
Shibil. Nike Nala Shibli. I love that.
Oh, that's cute. So you are officially a lion then.
Yes.
A kangaroo. That's a little bit harder.
Oh, no.
Oh, a Joey.
Joey is correct, Pretty Malick. All this useless information.
Useless.
You know.
I feel like this is all information that I've retained from Rossi over the years.
Chicken.
Baby chicken.
Chick. Nala is correct. Well done, Nala. All right, next one.
Okay. This is such a silly game, but I love it.
It is a silly game. Elephant.
A baby elephant would be...
Oh, I think I knew this one. Hold on.
Chota elephant.
What's that mean?
Small elephant.
No, it's not. You've already said the name of this during this game.
Calf.
Calf is correct as
well. Why is everything a calf?
Okay. A goose. What's a baby goose called?
Duckling.
No, that is incorrect.
Gooseling.
Gooseling is correct. And finally, to finish this off.
That was correct.
I love these guesses.
A baby sheep is called...
Meh. A lamb.
A lamb is correct, yeah. Well done. Pretty Malik destroyed it there. You got me thinking though, Nala. Yeah. Let's do a quick test here, because you just said, you know, like in Arabic, the names for the animals in Arabic, right? But like, if I was to say to you, what noise does a cat make?
Meow.
So you say it, meow. Like,
yeah, but everyone says meow.
Like, because like my French neighbors, they said that a cat makes a different noise.
What is it? What did they say?
Like, I can't remember what they said, but it wasn't meow. It was something else.
Meow is okay. Universal.
What does a duck do? Say it in, as you do it.
Quack.
Quack.
Oh, in Arabic, dog. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Dog.
I only think woof woof.
English. Woof woof. Because in like Hindi, in Hindi, yeah, we would say bow bow.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like in different languages.
Because the word for bark in Hindi is bok. So you would say bow bow.
Bow bow. And we're talking what? Divorce rings.
Divorce rings, yes. So your favorite Emily Ratajkowski is starting a new trend called divorce rings. She posted this up on her Instagram. So she got divorced to Sebastian Bear McLeod in 2022. And she just posted this on Instagram this week saying that she decided to repurpose her former engagement ring into two new rings. So her former engagement ring from her ex-husband, she split the diamonds up and made two new rings. She said, quote, "The rings represent my own personal evolution. I don't think a woman should be stripped of her diamonds just because she's losing a man." And now everyone this week has been talking about divorce rings. Well, if you think about it, what happens to your engagement ring, your wedding ring, if the relationship comes to an end? Unfortunately, what do you do with the ring?
Depends. I mean, give it back or keep it.
And if you're
I would never ask for it back.
You wouldn't ask for it back?
No, never.
Because it's theirs. I agree
Unless,
with that.
Like, they cheated on me or something.
Yeah, then you're like, give it back.
Give me it back
I want
right
the
now.
Money.
But so you get the ring, you melt it down, for instance, and then you split it into two rings and give him one.
No, it's for her.
Why two rings, though?
Because her engagement ring was that big.
So that she can make two rings?
Exactly, yeah.
I suppose it's a good way to disguise it from your new partner as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Because you don't want to be wearing like an engagement ring from your last partner.
Exactly. And maybe the ring is really pretty and the diamond's really nice. So maybe you like reshape it in a different way, or you melt it down, make a necklace or something like that. So everyone has been talking about quote unquote divorce rings.
What do you think about it? Divorce rings. A good thing?
Yeah. I guess so. What a song to go into, too.
I know. Let Me Love You, Mario, right now. 04-871-5544. Let us know your thoughts on divorce rings. Is it a good idea to create a new ring from your old engagement ring? Gitika on the phone. Sorry, Gitika. How are you this morning?
I'm really good, Rossi. How are you?
We're doing well. We're talking about divorce rings. What's your thoughts on these?
I mean, I'm not experienced, but logically, I think I agree with Preeti. Yes, I don't think a girl should give up on her diamond.
Yeah.
But I do agree with splitting the ring in half. I mean, that indicates divorce, no?
Yeah, that's true. I guess, like, if, you know, it's like symbolic that this is over. Let's not keep the rock the way it is. And you repurpose it in a different way.
Yeah.
Instead of wearing it on left hand, maybe you switch it to the right hand.
Yeah, true.
But like, say you break up with a man or whatever. It may not have been his fault or whatever. Don't you feel like, why would you want to keep the engagement ring anyway?
What if you had good memories and it just didn't work out?
Because like, wouldn't you be like proud of saying, no, thank you, I'm okay, thank you. And like being like a proud woman and giving it back or just getting rid of it, you know what I mean?
No, I think it depends on the situation and how it ended.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
also what the gift represents, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it was just a mutual understanding that we're not working as husband and wife, we're going to have to part ways, that ring maybe still holds value to the memories that they had. If it was a bad breakup, then yeah, I'm sure so a lot of people would be like, you take the ring. I want no memory of this at all. You know, but I think it's situational.
Do you think the same?
Yeah, I would rather wait for the guy to give things back. If he gives, I'll give. If he doesn't give, I'm keeping mine.
Yeah.
Collect that gold, you know, you can make a lot of money. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. There Bye. We go. So, divorce rings, yes.
I guess it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
You've heard of the computer game The Sims, right?
Yeah.
It's been around since, I think, 2000. The year 2000 has been 24 years.
The way you like build cities and stuff,
right? Yeah, it's a simulator game where players build homes, control virtual avatars. It gets a little bit grim as well. Like, there's a lot of interaction that goes on. Well, it looks like Margot Robbie is set to produce an adaptation of the game. And she's teaming up with Kate Herron, who is the director of the Disney Plus series Loki. And she's going to be co-writing it as well. So we're looking forward to The Sims movie series, something like that.
Oh, wow. It's good to see, like, Margot Robbie doing all of the
production, yeah. Her production company is
really good, because she was involved with Barbie, right? Yeah, she was involved with Barbie, and now this, The Sims.
Yeah,
Liz, like, my wife, Liz, is... She was a massive fan of the Sims game.
She used to play.
Back in the day.
No way! I would never have taken her for a gamer.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? So she might be excited about that movie.
Yeah, probably. After Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Meryl Streep reunited at the SAG Awards recently, there's been a lot of talk about a Devil Wears Prada sequel.
Right.
If you've never seen the movie, it's where Anne Hathaway plays this, you know, fashion magazine intern. Meryl Streep is AKA kind of Anna Wintour-ish, kind of Vogue-ish. And it's one of my all-time favorite movies. And everyone is always asking about a sequel. Well, Anne told E! News that she'd rather make something else with her former co-stars. And she said, quote, "I don't think a continuation of that story is probably ever going to happen, but I think we will continue to give out awards to other people. So I think there's a future of that." But it's true. You know, Kristen Wiig, who was in Bridesmaids. So she recently came out and said, "No, I'll never do a sequel to Bridesmaids. Because the movie is good as it is. I don't want to mess with it."
So I like that. Yeah.
Maybe that's the thought process behind this as well. Like,
Because, like, you know, I always compare The Hangover with Bridesmaids, right? In a way, it was quite sort of similar.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, do you think
we needed a two or three? Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Like, one was good.
I think, like, leaving it sometimes like that is a good idea.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
And finally, if anyone can please decipher what Conor McGregor is saying, help me. Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor are starring in a movie together called The Roadhouse. Post Malone is also starring in the movie. So Jake and Conor did an interview together, and they asked them, "Hey, how is it working with Post?"
I didn't actually get to even see the lad. I didn't get to see Post Malone. He came in, bing, bang, bush.
Oh,
he's
gone. First of all, one of the hardest workers, like, all through the day, all through the night.
Did he,
his whole scene in one day.
Very good.
So he worked 16, 18 hours or something.
It's a great scene. And that's magic.
When we heard that he was going to be able to do that, it was like, he won the lottery.
Yeah.
That was, like, the coolest thing.
Can you not understand the way
I think
said?
This is what I, my interpretation. He didn't work with him. I think that's what he said. And something.
Yeah, he came in. I didn't even see the lad.
And bing, bang, bosh.
He was in and out, yeah.
Oh, that means in and out. Okay.
Like, he got the job done. And then the other guy was saying that he's one of
Jake.
The hardest workers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jake. Okay.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, if you want to see it, it's on Amazon Prime. It's the remake of the old Sylvester Stallone movie. It's called The Roadhouse.
Patrick Swayze.
Sorry, Patrick. Why did I say Sylvester Stallone? Patrick Swayze. Apologies.
I don't know if he still stays here, Conor McGregor. But
he comes in and out.
Yeah. He stays on the Palm. And I walked past his house several times, stalking him.
Stalker.
At Christmas time. But he's a nice guy. And that is it for your Thursday. We will be back later on with the Hour of Power.
Yes. And then tomorrow is our final show with just the two of us. And then Chris joins us back on
Monday. One more
day.
I think we've done well. We've done all right.
We did all right.
The radio station has not gone off air once, which
is good. Well, we still have tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. Happy Mother's Day if you are celebrating. Go and give your mum a hug today, because obviously it is Mother's Day across the region. And have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.